Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today, I'll be talking about the NHL playoff picture and leading scorers. In this podcast, I'll be updating you on the current NHL standings, the NHL playoff picture, and the NHL leading scorers. Here are the standings in the Eastern Conference. In first place in the Atlantic Division are the Florida Panthers with 94 points, followed by the Boston Bruins with 93 points, and the Toronto Maple Leafs in third place with 84 points. The New York Rangers hold the first seed in the Metropolitan Division with 90 points, followed by the Carolina Hurricanes with 86 points, and the Philadelphia Flyers with 76 points. The Tampa Bay Lightning hold the first wildcard spot with 76 points, while the New York Islanders hold the second wildcard spot with 72 points. Sitting right on the playoff bubble are the Detroit Red Wings with 72 points, the Washington Capitals with 71 points, Buffalo Sabres with 69 points, New Jersey Devils with 68 points, and Pittsburgh Penguins with 67 points. The bottom three teams in the Eastern Conference are the Montreal Canadiens with 61 points, the Ottawa Senators with 58 points, and in last place in the Eastern Conference are the Columbus Blue Jackets who have 55 points. Here are the standings in the Western Conference. In first place in the Pacific Division are the Vancouver Canucks with 92 points, followed by the Edmonton Oilers with 83 points, and the LA Kings with 77 points. In the Central Division, the Colorado Avalanche hold the first seed in the Central with 89 points, followed by the Dallas Stars with 89 points, then the Winnipeg Jets with 87 points. The Nashville Predators hold the first wildcard spot in the Western Conference with 80 points, and the Vegas Golden Knights hold the second and final wildcard spot in the Western Conference with 77 points. The teams on the playoff bubble in the Western Conference are the Minnesota Wild with 73 points, the St. Louis Blues with 71 points, the Calgary Flames with 69 points, and the Seattle Kraken with 68 points. The bottom four teams in the Western Conference are the Arizona Coyotes with 59 points, Anaheim Ducks with 49 points, Chicago Blackhawks with 41 points, and in last place in the Western Conference are the San Jose Sharks with 39 points. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. The NHL's leading goal scorer is Auston Matthews, who has 55 goals, followed by Zach Hyman and Sam Reinhart, who are tied with 46 goals. Nathan MacKinnon is third with 42 goals. David Pastrnak is fourth with 41 goals. And Nikita Kucherov is fifth with 39 goals. The NHL's leading assist leader is Connor McDavid, who has 81 assists. Nathan MacKinnon and Nikita Kucherov both have 73 assists and are tied for second. Quinn Hughes is third with 63 assists. Mikko Rantanen, Cale Makar, and Noah Dobson are tied for fourth with 56 assists. David Pastrnak, JT Miller, and Victor Hedman are tied for fifth with 54 assists. The leading point getter right now is Nathan MacKinnon with 115 points, followed by Nikita Kucherov, who has 112 points. In third is Connor McDavid with 106 points. In fourth is David Pastrnak with 95 points. And rounding out the order in fifth is Mikko Rantanen with 90 points. The plus-minus leader this year is Gustav Forsling, who is a plus 47, followed by Quinn Hughes, who is a plus 36. Filip Hronek is a plus 34. Connor McDavid is a plus 31. There's a three-way tie for fifth with Zach Hyman, Matthias Ekholm, and Dylan DeMello all being plus 30. Tied for first in power play points are Nathan MacKinnon and Nikita Kucherov, who both have 42 power play points apiece. In second is Mikko Rantanen, who has 37 power play points. Connor McDavid and Artemi Panarin are tied for third, both have 34 power play points apiece. Kirill Kaprizov, David Pastrnak, and JT Miller all have 33 power play points apiece. Cale Makar and Leon Draisaitl both have 32 power play points apiece. Nikita Kucherov and Nathan MacKinnon lead the league in points per game with a 1.72 points per game average, followed by Connor McDavid, who has a 1.71 points per game. David Pastrnak is third with a 1.40 points per game average. Leon Draisaitl and Mikko Rantanen follow with a 1.34 points per game average. And in fifth is Artemi Panarin, who has a 1.33 points per game average. The leaders in wins this year are Thatcher Demko and Alexander Georgiev, who both have 34 34 wins apiece, followed by Sergei Bobrovsky, who has 32 wins. Connor Hellebuck and Stuart Skinner both have 30 wins apiece. Igor Shesterkin and Yussi Saros both have 28 wins apiece. The leaders in GAA with more than 25 games played is Sergei Bobrovsky with the 2.32 GAA, followed by Connor Hellebuck with a 2.33 GAA, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen with a 2.38 GAA, Thatcher Demko with a 2.47 GAA, and Jeremy Swayman with a 2.49 GAA. The goalies with the best save percentage with more than 25 games played are Connor Hellebuck with a .921 save percentage, Jeremy Swayman with a .920 save percentage, Joey Decord with a .919 save percentage, Sergei Bobrovsky with a .918 save percentage, and Thatcher Demko with a .917 save percentage. The goalies with the most shutouts this year are Tristan Jarry and Connor Ingram, who both have 6, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and Thatcher Demko both have 5, while Charlie Lindgren, Connor Hellebuck, and Sergei Bobrovsky all have 4 apiece. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. The teams that have definitely secured a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference are the Florida Panthers, Boston Bruins, New York Rangers, Carolina Hurricanes, and Toronto Maple Leafs. In the Atlantic Division, the Florida Panthers currently hold the number one seed, with the Boston Bruins only 1 point behind them for the number one seed in the Atlantic. But they have played one more game than Florida, but also have less wins than Florida. The Toronto Maple Leafs seem like a lock for third in the Atlantic with 84 points, with the next closest team to them being the slumping Detroit Red Wings with 72 points. Over in the Metropolitan Division, the New York Rangers hold the number one seed with 90 points, with the Carolina Hurricanes just 4 points behind in second with 86 points. The playoff spots up for grabs are the third seed in the Metropolitan Division, along with the 2 wildcard spots in the Eastern Conference. The Philadelphia Flyers currently hold the third seed in the Metropolitan Division. The Philadelphia Flyers currently hold the third seed in the Metro Division with 76 points. The Tampa Bay Lightning hold the first wildcard spot with 76 points, and the New York Islanders are clinging to the second and final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference with 72 points. The teams on the bubble in the Eastern Conference include the Detroit Red Wings, Washington Capitals, Buffalo Sabres, New Jersey Devils, and Pittsburgh Penguins. The Detroit Red Wings have 72 points and are 4 points behind Tampa and are tied with the New York Islanders in points but have more losses. The Washington Capitals have 69 points and are 7 points behind Tampa for the first wildcard spot and 7 points behind Philly for the third spot in the Metro. They are also 3 points behind the New York Islanders for the second wildcard spot. The Buffalo Sabres have 69 points and are 7 points behind Tampa Bay for the first wildcard spot and 3 points behind the New York Islanders for the second wildcard spot. The New Jersey Devils have 68 points and are 8 points behind Tampa Bay for the first wildcard spot and the Philadelphia Flyers for the third seed in the Metro. They are also 4 points behind the New York Islanders for the second wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. The Pittsburgh Penguins have 67 points and are 9 points behind Tampa Bay for the first wildcard spot and the third seed in the Metro. They are also 5 points behind the New York Islanders for the second seed. The three teams that should definitely be out of playoff contention in the Eastern Conference are the Montreal Canadiens, who have 61 points, Ottawa Senators, who have 58 points, and Columbus Blue Jackets, who have 55 points. The teams who have definitely secured a playoff spot in the Western Conference are the Vancouver Canucks, Colorado Avalanche, Dallas Stars, Winnipeg Jets, and Edmonton Oilers. In the Central Division, the Colorado Avalanche and Dallas Stars both have 89 points, but the Colorado Avalanche have 2 more wins than the Dallas Stars, despite playing 1 less game than Colorado. The Winnipeg Jets should be a lock for the third seed in the Central at the worst, and are only 2 points behind Colorado and Dallas. Over in the Pacific Division, the Vancouver Canucks are running away with the division title with 92 points. They are 9 points ahead of the Edmonton Oilers, who are in second. The playoff spots up for grabs currently are the third seed in the Pacific Division and the two wildcard spots in the Western Conference. The Los Angeles Kings currently hold the third seed in the Pacific Division with 77 points, with the Vegas Golden Knights, currently holding the second wildcard spot and are tied for points with LA, but Vegas has two more losses. The Nashville Predators currently hold the first wildcard spot with 80 points. The teams on the bubble right now are the Minnesota Wild, St. Louis Blues, Seattle Kraken, and Calgary Flames. The Minnesota Wild have 73 points and are 4 points behind the Vegas Golden Knights for the second wildcard spot and 7 behind Nashville for the first wildcard spot. The St. Louis Blues have 71 points and are 6 points behind Vegas for the second wildcard spot. The Seattle Kraken have 68 points and are 9 points behind Vegas for the second wildcard spot and 9 points behind LA for the third seed in the Pacific Division. While the Calgary Flames have 67 points and are 10 points behind Vegas for the second wildcard spot and 10 points behind LA for the third seed in the Pacific Division. The four teams who are definitely eliminated from contention are the Arizona Coyotes, who have 59 points, Anaheim Ducks, who have 49 points, Chicago Blackhawks with 41 points, and San Jose Sharks with 39 points. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWhizTravels. The standings and scoring race is always something to watch this time of year, as you watch the best players in the league try to lead their team to secure the best playoff position possible, or in some cases, try to drag their team into the playoffs. In my next podcast, I'll be doing an NHL awards tracker and prediction.